Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Two verses, or two parts of two verses. Jesus speaking to his disciples about stuff and things, about anxiety and worry, about trust and God's provision. And he says to them, "Of how much more value are you than the birds?" That's not a question. He's not asking them to value themselves according to nature or value themselves more or less than birds. He's saying that they are much more valuable to God than the birds. That's what he's saying. It's an exclamation. It's not a question. And the second, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And again, that's not a question. It's a promise. It's a statement. It's an exclamation that Jesus is saying to his disciples that while the earth itself is beautiful in all of its vast variety and array, you are much more beautiful to God than even the most beautiful flowers that we see. That's what Jesus is saying here. A lot of times we read those as questions as if to cause us to wonder, well, are we? Are we more valuable than the birds? Are we more valuable or more beautiful to God than all of the wonderful, amazing things he's created in the world? I know sometimes and oftentimes we don't feel like it. We don't feel the world around us certainly seems to have different opinions on what is more valuable, human beings or animals. We're not going to get into a political debate about that. And certainly, struggles with beauty and standards of what is beautiful and what is not are all over the map. Again, we're not going to get into a debate about that. What we want to hear today is how valuable and beautiful you are to God. I said we don't often feel either of those, and certainly when we look at our hearts and what lurks in the dark places of our hearts and souls, there certainly isn't much beautiful there or valuable. Jesus even would say, you know, I know what comes out of man's hearts. I know how people are, and we're a mess is what we are. We're sinful. By nature, we've already confessed that in our confession this morning. We are sinful in our thoughts, words, and deeds. In other words, we certainly don't look beautiful and valuable when we really look at ourselves in light of the standards around us. But here Jesus is saying that even those things which are not as what we would consider valuable to God, he still takes care of them. He provides for the birds. He does. He provides food for them. How do you think they get around? They don't go shopping. Birds don't have an income. Birds don't work for a living. And yet God provides for the birds. And we can say all sorts of things about how God provides the birds for the birds, how what means he uses. He uses the plants and the flowers for the hummingbirds. He uses seeds and things for other birds. He uses people for even other birds. In Alaska, we used to say that God provides for the ravens through the people who leave their garbage bags in the back of their trucks. And he does. Whether they know it or not, that's what they're doing. He provides for all of the animals in various ways, in different ways throughout the world. He provides food for the animals. And it wouldn't necessarily be the way that we would want to provide food or we would want to get food for ourselves, but that's how he works. He provides food for all of the animals, even if it is other animals. He provides for them. And you and I, as his children, are so much more valuable than all of those other animals around the world. And I'm not saying that we should wipe them all out to extinction. That's a horrible way to care for God's creatures. What I'm saying is that the Lord will provide for you, and He does. I don't know, looking around here, that any of us are going hungry. Now, we may not have all of the food that we want. And sometimes that cupboard gets a little bit thin. But chances are, you at least had toast this morning. Right? God provides for you. You didn't have to go and shake down a tree to get what you wanted to eat. Well, unless you're growing fruit and you wanted fruit, then you could. But God provides for you there too. You are so much more valuable than the animals that God already provides for. You, as His children, are of the apple of His eye. The closest thing to His heart is you. And so not only does God provide for you in all of the various ways that He gives you, the food to eat, the clothes that you wear. I'm glad nobody showed up here naked this morning. You all had clothes to put on. And chances are, once again, you had to choose because you have more than one shirt. You have more than one pair of pants. You have more than one pair of just about everything, I imagine. I don't know. I haven't investigated all of your closets. But chances are, you had choices because God provides for you. He provides for you in all of those ways because you are His children. Just as a good father would provide for his good children, our Father in heaven provides good for us. But He doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop at just providing the very basics, that daily bread that we all pray about, right? We pray in our Lord's Prayer that He would give us this day our daily bread, just what we need each day. That's our prayer. And God doesn't just supply what we need for each day. He supplies abundantly, more than what you need. He also provides something far greater and something of far more value than food or clothes. He provides His own Son. Because food and clothes will get you so far. It'll get you through each day. But as His children, as Christians, we know that just today isn't all there is. That there is more to today than just today. That God provides abundantly more. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, He provides forgiveness. Oh, do we need forgiveness? Abundantly, He forgives. More and more, He forgives each day. Each hour, each minute, each moment, God provides forgiveness for you. So that all of that stuff that lurks in our hearts, all of those dark places that we'd rather not show to anybody, God forgives. He also provides mercy and grace, these things that we need each day because we fail at the tasks God has given us regularly. We would almost say we fail at them religiously. We kind of do. And yet God provides His grace for us. Through His Son, He says to us, "You are so valuable to me. You are such a treasure in a field, a pearl of great price. You are the treasure. More than the birds, more than the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the beauty of nature around us, more than all of the things He has created, you, we are the treasure." So we come to the table today once again, as we do every week, We come to receive the gift that God has for us, that he provides. And yes, as far as food goes, it's not much. That little piece of bread that's about as basic bread as you can get. And that little cup of wine that, again, is about as basic wine as you can get. Through those things, God provides abundantly. His own Son given to us in our own hands, his forgiveness tangibly given that we eat and taste, we drink and feel the grace and forgiveness of God. And we respond. This is the thing. This is the one thing that Luther would say that we as human beings can do for God. Because otherwise we can't do a thing when it comes to God stuff. When it comes to the spiritual aspects, when it comes to the spiritual parts of life, we cannot do a thing to get to God. But there is one thing that we as human beings can do that we're not sure animals do and kind of sure that plants don't do, and that is offer forgiveness and thanksgiving. So as God provides forgiveness for you through the body and the blood of Christ, we return that forgiveness to others. And to God, we give thanks. We give thanks to God for all that he has provided for us. No matter if you have a walk-in closet that is full of stuff, or whether you got a couple of t-shirts in a drawer, it doesn't matter. Whether you've got refrigerator in the kitchen and one in this room and then one in the garage and you've got it all full of stuff, doesn't matter. Or whether you've got your cooler, that doesn't matter. What matters is that God has given to you, to me, gifts beyond measure. I want you to hear the words of Jesus again. How much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And he has. He has clothed you, as we say in our funeral service, he has clothed you with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. That is more than a flower. He has covered you with the robe of his Son's righteousness, the white garment that gets you into the wedding feast that has no end. That's what he has clothed you with. And you, how much more valuable are you than the birds? You are his treasure. You are the one he gave everything for. And he would say so himself. In fact, he does. Through his Son Jesus, he tells you, he tells us how valuable, how precious, and how beautiful we are to him. Amen. And now may the grace of God, the love of God, and the grace of Jesus, the community of the Holy Spirit, bind us together as one. Amen.